All right, hopefully, guys and gals, you've had a chance to listen to our Jamaica Mission Trip Recap podcast. We're still sitting here with Danielle and Daryl and Gracie and Becca and myself, and we just kind of wanted to do something kind of fun and just share some travel experiences, you know, mainly, you know, on the plane. You know, we took this trip right at the beginning of the coronavirus, outbreak and pandemic and fear and everything was going on. A lot changed in our country, you know, in the week we were gone. Coming back, we didn't know what we were coming back to. We didn't know what travel was going to look like. But we made it back, and it wasn't nearly as bad as I know I had built it up in my mind. But we have some fun travel experiences, and I thought one of the things that I like to do is I use my time on those plane flights to watch what I call airplane movies. You know, movies that I would never waste my time watching, or I would not pay money to see. But this time was a little different. There was one movie like that in particular, which I'll get into in a second. But I tried to watch some actually good movies. And I know all of us tried to watch some movies and had some experiences with some funny stuff with people around us. And so I don't know who wants to go first, you know, but... Danny, what did you watch on the plane? You're a movie buff.
On the way back, because mostly on the way down I slept. I think on the way back I watched 42.
Okay.
So the Jackie Robinson movie, and I had already seen it, so I watched it again because it's fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 1,000 different brand new movies, and you chose one that you had already seen before.
I did.
That's okay.
Well, because I was worried that it would, if it was a brand new movie, it would like cut out partway through, and that when they come on the intercom and they interrupt my movie, I get a little ticked off. Mm. So
and nobody wants a ticked off Danielle.
No.
Absolutely not. Especially us that were sitting next to her.
That's right. So at least with 42, I've already seen it. So if they interrupted, I could be like, I know what happens. Mm. So, okay. Yeah.
Adair, did you watch anything?
On the way back, I watched 42.
Amen.
And it was a great movie. I said to myself back when it first came out, that'd be a good movie to go see. I never did go see it. But saw that movie through its entirety. And then after that, I went to CNN News to see what was going on with the coronavirus, not knowing what we would come back into the country facing. Other than that, those were two of the things. And like Danielle, I sort of slept on and off on the way down there. So, and checked my email and just sort of did, you know, those kinds of little things.
Okay.
So the feel-good baseball movie.
That's
to
fine.
The like drama of CNN. That's a mix there.
Pretty diverse, right?
Yeah.
Gracie, did you watch anything?
I watched The Back of My Eyelids. But I also watched You've Got Mail, one of my favorites that I've seen a million times. But I watched those kinds, so that way in case you fall asleep, you know what's still going on when you wake up. And then I watched Sleeps in Seattle. And then...
Boy,
like a Meg Ryan.
Talk about sorority, yeah.
And
like
then I watched Abominable. Did I say it right? Did I say it right?
I think I did.
I think okay. So.
Is that a cartoon?
It is a cartoon, but again, it's a kids movie, so it ain't that
Gracie
hard to
follow. Gracie loves cartoons.
Was it good?
It, out there.
It was okay.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. Now, Becca, I know you watched some
great.
Good stuff. Lay it on us.
This is great because she was sitting between us.
I feel like it's going way downhill right here because I definitely
happiness,
wasn't watching.
Happiness, happiness, happiness. What did you watch, Becca?
So I watched It Chapter 2. I was in the middle seat between Gracie and Danielle, who don't like horror movies.
With
but,
our
you know,
face, with our hands to the side.
You know, it was pretty good. I liked it. It really put me in the right mindset for missions.
And this was on the way.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It was on the way. You know,
building it up.
Actually, I also watched Daryl. Because he was sitting right across from me, and if y'all didn't know, it was spring break last week. And so there were lots of bros going down for spring break, and
all the
they
bro-skies.
Had a little too much at the airport bar. It was like 10:30 in the morning, too.
Yeah,
I don't know where their mamas
were. They were tilting them back.
And
that's right.
Daryl was so lucky to sit next to one. And so he was okay. He wasn't totally gone. One of the guys turned to the girls beside him and said, we were on the plane to Jamaica. And he said, are you guys going to Jamaica too? So, I mean, that's how gone that guy was. But
and then he proceeded to put
over.
On his straw hat and say, ECU, baby, go Pirates!
Yes.
And Wendy Bouton was loving to chat
See,
with
I
him.
I didn't have any of those people up where I was
yeah,
sitting.
Yeah, that's because you were up in the first row class, whatever.
That's right. You missed the fun.
Yeah. And I turned... and look over at Daryl. I don't know, it's like 2/3 through the trip, and little bro has fallen asleep on Daryl's shoulder.
Yes.
And Daryl is so kind just to let that guy just sleep on his shoulder the whole time.
Like, just let it flow.
There's no way. Like, I need my personal space. There's no way I could let somebody lay their head on my
shoulder. To be honest, he was leaning in the aisle at first, but he kept getting his head hit by the drink cart. So I think eventually they pushed him onto Daryl.
So he could have been unconscious.
He might have been. So I have some pictures. I can put them on Facebook if you'd like. But I did watch that, too. So It Chapter 2 and Daryl leaning a shoulder.
I hope to get a Christmas card from that guy, too.
They've bonded.
I told Daryl he should invite him on the mission trip, but I don't know why he didn't.
And the Broskis also filled out their cards that we had to fill out on the plane in pencil. Really shoddy pencil, too. So there you go. There you go.
They might never get back from Jamaica.
They made it in. I don't know if they made it in.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Let's see. What did I watch? I watched The Joker.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Okay, so we're just going right down Depression Alley.
I was like, slit my wrist at the end of that.
Yeah.
Not because it was a bad movie.
It's intense.
It was just dark. It was just like...
Too much. Too far. Like,
that
too
expression far. Was too much.
What?
On the, no wonder the Jamaica trip was great. You weren't anywhere to go but up.
I went up from there. It was
no killer clowns and no jokers.
And
we
so to kind of get my mind off the Joker, I went to what I would describe as an airplane movie. And it was a movie called Stuber, starring Batista, former WWE wrestler, and Guardians of the Galaxy star. And, oh my gosh, it was
Camille,
so funny. I don't know that guy.
I don't know.
I can't pronounce it, so I wasn't
going to
say it.
Me and Nathan might have watched it last night because I watched half of it on the plane, and you said it was good, and it was.
It was, yeah. I mean, it was one of those, I was like, Becca, you've got to watch it.
You won't be smarter after watching it?
No.
Because it's about a botched up LASIK eye surgery, but you will enjoy yourself.
Yes.
You'll feel better than you did after The Joker.
But oh my gosh, it was so funny. And then I watched, I just watched a movie. I didn't sleep any. I just kept watching movies. I watched Jojo Rabbit, which was very interesting. It was beautiful. It was very heartwarming, very sad in parts, you know. Nobody has seen it yet. You might have heard about it. It was nominated for a bunch of awards. It has to do with a little boy in Nazi Germany that wants to be a Nazi, and his made-up imaginary friend is Adolf Hitler. And somehow this is a sentimental comedy, dramedy type movie, and it works. It is beautiful and very touching. And then I started to watch Parasite. And Parasite won Best Picture of the Year.
That's the one that won. Okay.
Yeah, and so it's a Korean movie. It has subtitles. And so I was like, at this point, I'm like, you know what? If I fall asleep during this, I don't even care. It was so good. And, of course, the flight ended. Mm-hmm. What you said, Danielle, like our flight from Jamaica to D.C., it stopped 2/3 way through the movie. Well, I was like, no problem. We're flying from D.C. to Greensboro. That was the only flight out of the four that didn't have the movies. So I still have not watched Paris finished it, but that's my goal this week, is to rent Parasite.
Well, you've got
see
time.
See how it ends. Yeah.
I think we were in like the customs line and you were telling me you watched. I was like, what'd you watch? You said Parasite. I was like, why? Why? Why did you do that?
Oh, it's so good.
I'm like, it's subtitles, the plane's bouncing, and you can't finish it. And you were like, I know. I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, all right, well, let me know.
I will let you know. But so far, the first 2/3 is phenomenal. So yeah, I didn't have any bad movies. I mean, Joker was a little, but, you know, all the rest were great. Any other travel stories or food or anything just funny that from the trip or anything?
Y'all lost me in the airport.
Did we?
Yes.
When?
Daryl thought that I was behind him, and I wasn't, because he told me to go to a different line. So I said,
it was like
okay,
Home
Daryl.
Alone all over again.
And then I went through, and then Mike got up to the crowd, and apparently everybody else thought I was with somebody else in the group. So
I remember Mike yelled at me, go check and see if she's in front of you. I'm like, I swear, I know for a fact she's not, because we flew right through.
I had to go into
she
Mama
was
Hen
fine.
Mode. She
I was
lost.
Fine. I was fine.
That
well,
lady.
I was worried, and I'm going to – I hope this doesn't embarrass you, Gracie. I'm going to peel the curtain back for our listeners. Gracie is of Chinese descent. And so my fear was she had been,
I
pulled aside and was
cavity
like,
search?
Yes, and was like, no, you're not going into the U.S. You know, like we need to, you know, you're going to quarantine you right here in Jamaica. And so that was my fear, is that she had just been whisked off and nobody knew where she was. And
look, she didn't stay with her travel buddy.
That's true.
Daryl told me
Daryl
to go to the shorter line.
That's Daryl's business.
So.
Daryl.
That's right. Me and Becca flew right through because that lady with the liquor.
Yeah, there was a lady in front of us that was like, what are you looking for? She was like, you have a flask. She was like, no, I don't. And pulled out a whole bottle of liquor.
A whole bottle of rum, and it got trashed. And then by the time she went back to to check our bags, she just flew them right through. And me and Becca were like, all right, then.
We got all our liquor. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Yes.
No, I survived. It was because the lady, a few people in front of me, didn't realize that you have to take your laptop out and take your shoes off. So that's
rookie.
What happened. Yeah. Because, you know, on paper, my name, it looks like a white girl, and I was surrounded by all y'all. So
like
I think
a
I was
white
okay.
Girl.
We don't look like a white girl, okay?
I realize that.
But I'm saying.
You sound like one, though, so.
I do.
Podcast speaking.
Yeah, podcast speaking. And Daryl, does your family give you grief for going on these trips? Like, you know, you've got especially a brother and sister-in-law that like to just rib you. I mean, do they think you go down there and just lay around on the beach? I mean, what's your family's perception, or what do you hear back from them?
Well, I send them back texts and pictures of me working, and then occasionally I'll slip one in that I'm actually walking on the beach. And then that's the one they jump on board, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the working stuff, but, you know, in the afternoon, you know, you can go to the beach if you like and walk around. But yeah, they accuse me of goofing off down there and watching people work. But, you know, I would challenge any of them to jump on ship with us. And
yeah, Daryl redid a whole roof. Mm-hmm. The rest of us were like, nah, this roof is broken. Mm-hmm. And we got the Jamaicans up there. But Daryl stayed and became a certified Jamaican that day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we did a couple of fun things too. We worked a lot, but we do try to carve out some time just to kind of rest and have. And so we went to an organic farm, Jamaican farm, and we got to tour that and try different fruit that you can only get there in Jamaica. That was pretty cool. And then we also went snorkeling at a reef one day. And so, anybody want to talk about that real quick before we wrap up? The farm or the snorkeling? I mean, good, bad.
Snorkeling was awesome.
I love the snorkeling. The farm was really nice. I don't remember the names of the fruits, but they were good.
Banana.
Coconut.
Pineapple.
Custard apple. And
star
it was
apple?
Star
weird.
Apple.
That one is the good
you're
one.
You're such
custard
a star
apple.
Yeah, that means gross. Stingy in Jamaican.
Yeah.
If you're a star apple. I was on a trip with a bunch of star apples.
Mm-hmm. That's possible.
And then the Nesberry.
Yes, that
it
was
kind of tasted
one,
like cinnamon or clove.
Yeah, the Nesberry is the one everyone liked the most, I think, or at least the majority of the people liked the most.
So. There was these little berries I liked. I don't remember what they were called. Mm.
I like the purple one.
And Daryl, you didn't go last year when we tried scuba for the first time. Snorkeling for the first time. What did you?
I'd been fortunate enough to go snorkeling two times before in my life, mm-hmm. but this is probably the first time in about 10, 12 years. Mm-hmm. And it's like riding a bicycle once you really know how to do it. You get out there and you just keep your feet pedaling and keep your head in the water and hopefully you breathe correctly. And
all right.
If not, you'll surely know where you've done something wrong. but no, it was a great experience. And I would say, you know, Mike, that, you know, we work real hard, but we also have times when we can, you know, have some downtime. We enjoy the recreation side of it, of which we just talked about. And so there are, you know, pluses of this trip, of experiences you have beyond, you know, what you would work on a roof or work on a guttering system, you know, experiences, you know, like in 2018, you and I were, and Danielle, we went on the zip line.
Yeah, right.
And what an experience. That's the first time I've ever been on a zip line in my life. But going through the Jamaican jungles over seven waterfalls was the one that I will always remember. And so, you know, that's
and that's the one I forgot.
Yeah, that one day, that one day aside for us to have that R&R is like, you know, the icing on the cake.
Yeah, awesome.
I saw a pufferfish.
Yeah, you did.
It was like a showdown. It was staring right at me with those green eyes. I didn't know it was a pufferfish, though, until I Googled it later. They were creepy.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either.
So thanks a lot for hanging around. And for, like I said, this is just some kind of absolutely not spiritual at all podcast about just some fun that we do have on these trips and fun we have at Re3. And so we do have a great group of people here. If you're in the Kernersville area looking for a church, these are the type of people you're going to find here. You know, we don't like people, obviously. I mean,
there are tons of people here that like people.
Yes.
It's just not
I love
for me.
My people. No, I'm just not as extroverted as I wish I was.
Yes, this is, I feel like Re3 is a church for missionaries and introverts. I mean, that's kind of it, right?
That should be our slogan.
Like, this whole social isolation thing, I've been praying for. And so for a long time, but now we have a great church.
You're thriving. You're living your best life.
I am. So anyway, we have a great time. We like to work hard together, laugh together. We just have a lot of fun together. And we had a great team. I mean, just a tremendous team. 10 of us went and just had a great time. And so anyway, that's all for this podcast. And thank you again for sticking around. And we'll see you soon. Thanks.